Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode 36. You know, just the, no, that's the title of the episode. You know, just the usual weep, weep, weep here. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that too. So, if you don't know me, and you've never heard of me, and you're just part of the general audience of the internets, well, weep, weep, whap, whap. Listen if you want, don't if you don't. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one and maybe number two to bring yourself up to date, at least so far as the end of 2022 goes, before jumping back here. I will do another year-end wrap-up in a few months so that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. All right, you may have noticed I didn't open with a weird poem this week. I'm not super overworked or anything. I really wasn't inspired. I'm feeling like really low energy this week, even though like I accomplished a few things. That's more than usual though. Accomplished a few things over this last week, so I'm just going to give you an update on that and a few other things, and then we're gonna sign off. So, YTG updates. I got the annual report for last year, submitted last Thursday, only about 10 months late. As always, there was a mistake that they notified me about this week. There's a date wrong on one of the pages. I think this happens because, okay, so what I do is I copy old reports as templates, and I was so sure, this happens every year, and I was so sure I double-checked all the dates this time and got them right, but I apparently missed one. So anyway, but it's in. I had to send the update, or I had to go take in the update. I don't really know how to send things in there. I had to take in the update, but that's going to be that. There's still a bunch of other paperwork to do and catch up on in regards to that, but I'm just going to put that off for another week. I've basically wrapped up the 2022-2023 fiscal year on YTG. So all that's left for me to do is to start putting the data together to fill out the tax forms, and those should arrive in the mail probably in the next couple of weeks or so. And like I said last time, I'm trying to get the taxes in early this year so I don't have to be freaking out about it in October when I want to be working on my next project, which I've been thinking about, and I think I would like to do. You know what? I'm not going to spoil it. I got to talk to Marie, my collaborator, before I make any announcements about that. What else did I do? I met with former sort of my assistant artistic director for a couple years back, like 2020, 2021. She also directed 2019's Antigone. I met up with Judy yesterday and had a great time. We just had lunch and it was nice. So like I said, project with Marie, probably rehearsing a few times in October, going up in November. Yeah. With Marie and whoever else is around. So anyway, I'm hoping to get a meeting with her either today or early next week to talk about it. Okay. Podcast updates. Haven't had podcast updates in a while. After months and months of inaction, I finally started re-editing the semester two episodes of Miss Charlotte's Finishing School for Wayward Readers. I had to go back and I even had to redo my own work on episode one. I'd somehow mucked it up at some point. I felt like I'd finished that, but I guess I hadn't. Anyway, Kate's work was on episode two anyway. It was a bit rough, but she has probably saved me 30 minutes or so, 30 minutes of editing, 40 minutes maybe. And I don't know, moving ahead, that was a long episode as well, episode two. Moving ahead, she may have gotten more proficient as she went along and got more of a feel for it as she went along. But at the moment, like, you know, she saves me 30 to 60 minutes per episode by sort of doing one sort of an editing pass before I get to them. That's great. I still, unfortunately, then still have a lot of work to do on each episode. Not only do I have to just at least listen to it to make sure everything's okay, I have to, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We've got, I'm feeling like I'm a perfectionist and like, I don't like perfect getting in the way of being done, something being done. But while I'm not a perfectionist, I am what I would call a particularist. And there are certain standards that I hold that I don't want to break. And there's certain problems that I won't get into just technically. And this is beyond Kate's scope, the scope of what she was supposed to do as an editor, but also her technical skill. There's a few things. Just stylistically, she leaves a lot more dead air than I do when I edit. She leaves a lot of ums and ahs that I cut out. I don't cut out all of them because it sounds really unnatural. But, I mean, if you're thinking, when he says all the time in this podcast, I don't edit this podcast, really. I don't edit this update podcast the way I edit the sort of more public-facing podcast that I hope to promote and get strangers to listen to. So there was a lot of ums and ahs and dead air on one hand, but then she was a little too cautious. That's not on one hand. That's the same hand. She was also a little too cautious about what content to cut. So, I mean, that's a natural hesitance. You know, it's not her podcast. And especially in the early episodes when she's editing, like this is episode 2, I think, was the first episode she started editing. She didn't have a good sense of like what to cut out. And she doesn't do outtakes, which sort of leaves the outtake setup stuff to me. Anyway, yeah, so I've completed now up to episode 2, sent that off to Miss Charlotte this morning so that she can write up the descriptions. And I'm already setting up the posts with images and everything so that they're ready to go once I've got all the episodes edited. I'm not going to release anything before I finish episode 9, which is the final episode, because I don't want to like start a regular release schedule weekly and then get really busy for a month and not be able to finish and have a hiatus. I really don't want a hiatus. I want the show coming out weekly. Other than that, does it hold up? I'm still looking for a co-host. I found a potential candidate. I'm hoping to interview her soon. Yeah, she's not, I don't know if she's as young as I was hoping for. I don't know. Actually, I don't know how old she is, and I can't tell just from her name. But I have listened to her on another podcast, and my biggest concern is that it turns out, just by coincidence, she's also from Toronto. So that would mean Pete and I and this other person would be all from Toronto. So what I'm thinking is I'll interview her. If she seems to be sort of able to be spontaneously funny, then we'll have her guest on an episode, because we still have to do another pilot. We're still recording sort of test episodes for that, just to sort of figure out like the best format and stuff like that. So we'll record one with her, and then if it's any good, then we'll keep her as a co-host. And if not, it'll just have been a guest episode. Maybe we'll have her back, you know, if we have a regular co-host and they're not available sometime. But anyway, moving ahead on that project. Okay, what other updates? Nerd Night. Nerd Night is back on September 15th after a 1 month hiatus. Tokyo.nerdnight.com. You can watch the show online. And this is a really special show. We're talking about, not we, I'm not doing it. We have a speaker who's talking about the Great Kanto Earthquake, which happened almost exactly 100 years ago and essentially destroyed the whole Tokyo, Yokohama, Kawasaki, Yokosuka, that whole area. This whole area was basically flattened. That actually, YTG, a little bit of YTG history. YTG used to own a third or 25th or 25, a third or a quarter of the Gaiety Theater. We owned a share in that back in the 20s of last century. And that building was destroyed in the Great Kanto Earthquake. And I think the shares were eventually sold for a pittance. I'd probably just, you know, land value in the 40s, I think, or the 30s or 40s. Couldn't have been the 40s. Maybe the 50s even. But yeah, no, probably the 30s. Basically for no money. So anyway, that's just a little tidbit there. But I think it's going to be a really interesting podcast. Christine, the speaker, is going to be talking about disaster prevention stuff. And I think that's useful for everyone anywhere, even if you're not in an earthquake-prone area. Okay. Life updates. Did a fun little road trip with the neighbors last weekend. The neighborhood council is the wrong word. That'll confuse anyone I know living in the UK. The neighborhood committee, essentially, our little neighborhood group. They rented a bus, and so Hammy and Kumiko and I got on a bus with people mostly over the age of 75 and drove up to Kitakanto and in Ibaraki-ken and picked pears. Mostly spent most of the day riding on the bus, to be honest. But the highlight was going to a pear orchard and picking and eating pears right off the tree. That was really fun. Japanese pears, not French pears. Not the kind we're used to in North America. They're round, they're rounder, and they're sort of a more muted green color. And they actually go a little bit pink as they ripen. Anyway, yeah. So that's it, I think, for updates. Just to wrap up here. Last time, I asked if anyone was listening. and if you are, if you could just reach out to me so I have some idea if there is anybody listening to this. And because I asked this last week and no one got back to me. So the question is, does that mean no one is listening? Does that mean I am running a very existential little podcast here? Anyway, I'm making this regardless. As I said many times, I'm making this podcast so I can produce something. So that I sort of, I'm regularly having to produce something, even if it's just a list of things that I'm doing or not doing. And, yeah, I'm not trying to drive up numbers on this podcast. I really kind of only want people who are interested listening. So that's fine. But, you know, given all the people that I'm sort of generally not in touch with, only occasionally in touch with, who seemed to want updates on my life occasionally, I'm a little surprised that it doesn't seem that any of them are listening. So, again, not a bad thing. I did this basically so that people could sort of stay up to date without me having to do a big info dump at some point where, you know, forcing people to read paragraphs and paragraphs of text, but, whatever. That's again, I'm doing this so I can produce something. Anyway, this is all to say that if you are listening, please drop me some kind of line via however you want, email or Facebook or other social media. Just let me know that you're out there. Let me know whether or not I'm speaking just into the void. Okay, I think that's it. Until next week, Andrew out.